What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, what's up, my friends? It's Rick here, and I'm flying solo on today's episode. Kwejo is off today. And speaking of flying solo, I've got a big announcement for you. I got a very big announcement for you. And it's an announcement that I never thought that I'd be, frankly, sharing with you here on the show. But I am here to share with you that this is my last episode as host of the Art of Online Business podcast. That is not some sort of early April Fools or anything like that. This is my last episode as host of the show that I've been doing since 2015. So 8 years now. And in a few minutes, I'm going to explain everything. I'm going to explain a lot more. So with all this, I've never really liked the word pivot. You know, I always thought of it as changing directions because something wasn't working or something wasn't right. So, oh, something's not right. I need to change a direction. Oh, I'm going to pivot over here. But recently I looked up the definition of pivot in the context of business, right? And here's what I found. This is what it said. In a business context, the word pivot refers to making a strategic change or adjustment in response to new circumstances or opportunities. It involves shifting or adapting the direction of a business to better align with market needs or to capitalize on emerging trends. And I quite like the latter part of that definition. And I'll just reread that latter part. It involves shifting or adapting the direction of a business to better align with market needs or to capitalize on emerging trends. I would probably add to that, that it involves shifting or adapting the direction of a business to better align with the business owner, and then add or to capitalize on, to better align with market needs or to capitalize on emerging trends. I think first and foremost, aligning with the business owner and what the business owner wants to do. And I think that captures quite well what my next evolution in my business is all about. At the time I'm recording this episode, it is the middle of November, 2023. I know this episode's coming out the first week of December. I have been in business now for 10 years. I can't believe that, 10 years, which in internet years is forever, right? And somebody called me recently like one of the godfathers. And I'm like, whoa, I do not see myself in that way. First of all, that makes me sound super old. But over those 10 years, I've made one pretty major shift. We'll call it a pivot, right? Which is when I went from only teaching and talking about Facebook ads and paid traffic, back when this podcast here was called The Art of Paid Traffic, to then I stepped back a few layers, if you will, and I started teaching and talking about growing and streamlining your online business a bit more broadly, right? So I've still talked about over the years Facebook ads and other things, but as you know, if you've been listening for any period of time, I stepped back from just talking about ads. And that was about 4 years ago. And here we are. My business is going through another evolution. And with that definition of pivot, like I just talked to you about, I would say this is a pivot. Now, many of you know that earlier this year, 2023, I took a 4-month sabbatical because I was burned out. And I'm not going to rehash the whole sabbatical and the reasons I took it and all that, because I did a whole episode about that a few months ago. But during the sabbatical, I started thinking about what the next phase of my business could look like. and I kept coming back to AI. And for some of you, this might not surprise you at all. I am so fascinated, and I'm fascinated by and interested in AI and its evolution, specifically how AI and some of these AI tools can help you, the online business owner and your team, right? If you have a team, become more efficient in your business, how you can essentially be leveraging AI to work less while at the same time increasing your profits, how you can essentially be giving so much of your day-to-day work over to AI and automation so that you can be spending your time on only the highest leverage activities that you should be spending your time on, or more time with your family, or more personal time, or whatever it is, however you want to be spending your time. Now, I know a lot of people are scared of AI, or maybe you're not scared, but you just don't know how to use it yet, or to use the different tools and what have you. And wherever you stand on using AI, it's totally cool. For me, it energizes me and I find it so fun. And whenever I show someone how they can make something in their business so much easier with, you know, this prompt or that prompt or this tool or that tool, or I give them a tip or a strategy or a technique or whatever it is, the reaction is always the same. Like, their mind is blown and they're hooked. I know you're thinking about that little mind-blowing emoji right now. I was when I said that. So they're hooked at that point. They're like, holy cow, what else can this do? They want to know more. And that's how I was earlier this year, which is why I am now pivoting my business to teach you about AI and how it can help you as an online business. And again, I started thinking about all this during the sabbatical, which was supposed to be 3 months, and then it turned into 4 months. And I just knew that I wanted to make a change. I just wasn't quite sure what that change was. And so I just allowed it to be, and I sat on it, and I've been doing a lot of thinking about it for a long time now. And so this is the direction I have decided to take. Now, there's a lot of people already talking about AI, right? They have huge email newsletters and huge Twitter accounts. But everything I've seen, they're just reporting the latest news and tools. You know, they're basically RSS feeds of the latest AI news, which is great, right? It's super helpful, but that doesn't really help you in your day-to-day business. Now, one skill that I have really leaned on, and I truly don't know where this came from, but I'm also very proud of the fact that I feel like I'm very good at this. But one skill that I've leaned on a lot throughout my years of running my online business is my ability to simplify complex topics into simple actions that make sense and that you can actually use in your business. Not just talk about it, but how to actually use it and implement it and incorporate it into your business. And that's exactly what I'm going to be doing with AI and AI tools for you. Because if you haven't already grasped, maybe, or maybe accepted is a better way to say this, the fact that AI has completely redefined the game, my friends, for how you run your business and the impact that it can have on your business. And I'm the person who understands how these tools that are being announced every day can fit into your business or not fit into your business. So for example, if you hear a tool or you know some new thing or what have you, I have already looked at it, played around with it, you know, see if I can put it into some sort of automation. I want to tell you whether I think it's helpful for you or not helpful, and show you actually how to incorporate or not incorporate. So I'm going to be simplifying and sharing everything that I know and I'm learning along the way. Because, like, let's face it, we're all learning along the way when it comes to AI, about how you can be leveraging AI in the online business so that you can become more efficient and, you know, increasing your profits in your business. It's about showing you use cases and how you can incorporate AI into your business. Again, not just reporting the news or the latest thing, whether it's in your marketing, your sales, your fulfillment, or your operations. So again, for example, when a new AI tool comes out or a technique or a new functionality of an existing tool or what have you, I want to save you time and energy as I want you to go, okay, what does Rick really think about this? And then come check out what I have to say about it. And I couldn't be more excited about all this and the new direction. Now, with this next evolution comes a lot of things that I know, and it comes a lot of things that I don't know. And so I want to sort of list out for you here. Here's what I do know about this new direction. As I've already shared with you, I have decided to no longer host this podcast, The Art of Online Business. I am passing the baton to Quajo, who has been co-hosting with me for the past few months. I feel amazing about this decision and about him continuing to bring you, you know, the super helpful content here on the show that you are used to. And frankly, there is nobody I would have continue helping you each week here on the Art of Online Business podcast than Quajo. So this podcast isn't going anywhere. It is going to continue evolving and growing and continuing to help you each and every week. It is going to be hosted by Quajo. So I'm passing the baton to Quajo as the host of this podcast. So side note, I know you don't listen to the show, but for all of you PR people who email me blindly and put in the subject line brackets, name of the podcast, please don't email me those anymore. You can send those emails to Quajo, but I know you don't listen to the podcast. I also know that I'm not going anywhere, my friends. I'm not going anywhere. I want to create super helpful content for you. And that is going to look like YouTube, an email newsletter, TikTok, short form videos, another podcast, which is AI for business specific, and also serving you through my Pick Rick's Brain coaching AI, which I'll tell you more about in a second. So in terms of YouTube videos, when this video, and I just wrote about this, my perfectionism and why it's taken me so long to get, you know, get my butt going on for creating YouTube videos, which is so weird because I am so excited about YouTube. And finally, I'm taking it seriously. So when it comes to YouTube, I'd love for you to subscribe to my channel, even though the videos are still coming. Think about it, investing in what you're going to be learning, even though there might not be a video on there when you get there and subscribe. So just search for Rick Mulready on YouTube. I used to have tons of Facebook ads videos from way, way back. I've basically, I don't know what you call it, like archived them or hidden them on the channel. So you might get there and there's only like one video there, but I will tell you right now, they are coming. I'm literally, as I'm recording this, I am working on that first video and I'm really excited about it. So a lot more videos coming. And my whole goal with YouTube is not a subscriber count. Although, sure, I love a lot of subscribers. What my goal with it is consistency. 1 to 2 videos per week for the next year. I mean, beyond a year, but let's start with the first 12 months. My goal is consistency, okay? Because I can't control the subscriber counts. What I can control is delivering videos, great videos, each and every week to you. And just a side note on that, one thing I've decided to do is I've decided to approach, even though I have less than 2,000 subscribers on YouTube, which have been there for several years because of my former Facebook ads videos, I'm looking at it like I'm approaching it as if I already have 100,000 subscribers. Even though that's not my goal, there's a different level of, I don't know, cadence, quality, etc., editing, all those types of things. So that's how I'm approaching it, which I think has been super helpful for, you know, my mindset on it. So that's YouTube. Love it if you come over and subscribe. Subscribe to my email newsletter. This is something that, frankly, I have never taken seriously outside of sending you like the latest podcast episode, which is helpful, right? This is a whole new level of newsletter. And I talked to several people recently. They're like, newsletter sounds so old, like just an old word. But that's what this is. And I'm sharing different topics in there about how AI can be helping your, you know, your online business, just like we've been talking about. And so I'd love it if you subscribe. Go to my website, rickmulready.com, and click on either the free newsletter link, which is in the upper right-hand corner of the nav bar, and you can just subscribe right there. Or I have a free ChatGPT PDF that you can download. It's a cheat sheet, 7 ChatGPT prompts that every online business needs that will help you reclaim 5+ hours a week. So you can download that and then you'll get on my weekly newsletter list. So I'd love it if you subscribe. Follow me on TikTok. I'm not going to go into TikTok a lot because I've talked to you in the past. And if you listen to the podcast for any period of time, you're like, yeah, Rick, you've been talking about TikTok forever. Well, just like YouTube, when you follow me at Rick Mulready, you're investing in what's coming your way. And it is coming your way. Again, it's going to be super helpful, bite-sized, short-form content for you that you're really going to find useful. Now, you might be thinking, well, Rick, like you've been podcasting for literally 10 years now. What about podcasting? Yes. A new podcast is coming, my friend, that I will be co-hosting with a friend of mine and a brilliant AI mind. More details coming on that soon. So if you're on my email list, you'll be the first to know. Okay. You're also going to be hearing from me on this podcast in the form of a few pre-roll promos, you know, the audio promos that come at the very beginning of a podcast episode each month, because this is something that Kwejo and I have worked out where I'm going to be sharing, you know, opportunities with you where I can help you. So you'll hear from me a few times per month here in the form of pre-roll promos, audio promos here on the podcast. So you'd be like, hey, I know that voice. So here's another thing I do know. I want to build an audience. And yes, I want to build a big audience, but I want to build an engaged audience. Very much quality over quantity. This is, I do know. Another thing I know, I want to spend my time talking about things that energize me while helping you. I want to keep coaching, but on a smaller scale. So this is my limited one-on-one online business coaching. The same type of coaching I've been doing for years. What I decided to do, if you haven't heard me talk about this, is I have opened up a very small handful of one-on-one coaching spots. It's month to month, no long-term commitment. At the time of recording this, I have one spot open, and that is not some fake urgency. That's literally what I have open. So if you are interested in that, just shoot me an email. Let me know you're interested, rick@rickmulready.com. But that is not going to change. I'm going to continue to do that because I love coaching. Love it on a one-on-one scale because it allows me to dive deeper into your business. Now, I'm still going to be coaching. I'm still going to be doing the one-on-one coaching, but I'm going to be coaching on a grander scale also on YouTube and TikTok and all that stuff on the AI content. And another thing that I do know, I'm excited about opening up my Pick Rick's Brain coaching AI to all of you because the early feedback from my alpha users who at the time recording this have been using it now for probably 5 weeks. It's been amazing. It has blown away my expectations. And, you know, we're still working some kinks out from a technological standpoint, but the role that this coaching AI is playing in people just like you in their everyday business is so cool. And I'm going to continue making improvements to it and making it better and better. And it's just going to be a very, very low cost membership to have access to this. So you're going to have literally 10 years of my brain that we have created a coaching AI around my knowledge, not ChatGPT knowledge, my knowledge, and you can access it 24/7, 365, pull out your phone, and there it is at your fingertips for a very low monthly rate. I'm excited about that. And then I'm really excited about rebuilding something new. Like I have a very small email list. If I told you the size of my email list, you would be very surprised. It's very small. I have very few YouTube subscribers. Like I said before, they've been subscribed since my Facebook ads days. So I'm basically starting from scratch there. I have no TikTok videos at the time of this recording anyway. And I think I have like 100 subscribers and they're all spam accounts or something like that. So I'm excited about all this to start something new and rebuild in this new direction. Now I say rebuild. Yes, I am truly rebuilding, but I also am very aware that I'm bringing my brand, if you will, and all that stuff, reputation and so forth, with me in all of my 10 years of experience. And so I think that uniquely it gives me a very unique perspective on online business and how all the different areas of an online business, how AI can help you. And so those are the things I do know. Here's what I don't yet know going forward. I don't yet know how I'm going to monetize. I am going to create content. I'm going to build an audience. And I'm going to let you tell me what you all want and need. And then see if that aligns with what I want to do. And I'm going to talk about more about here in a second about my anxious brain. But yeah, I don't know yet how I want to monetize this new direction. And there's a lot of different options, and I've thought about a lot of different things. And there are some things that super excite me and other things that don't. I don't know yet where things are going to go with this. I really, truly don't. I have an idea of where I want things to go, and I'm going to do everything I can to head in that direction. I'm heading in that direction, but I mean, we don't know, right? Like, I don't know yet where things are going to go with this. Honestly, I don't know yet how many of you will also, in addition to continuing to listen to, you know, this pod, The Art of Online Business, who will also tune into my new content, you know, follow me on YouTube and sign up for my newsletter. It's like, I have no idea. And that's okay. I also have no idea how long it will take to build my YouTube channel or my email list or TikTok account. I have no idea. And you might be sitting here in the early part of your business, like nodding your head, listening. And you're like, yeah, Rick, I know exactly what that's like. Now, for those of you who have followed me for a while now, you know that I have struggled with anxiety since I was a young kid. I can sort of pin it back to like seventh grade. I don't know how old I am at seventh grade. Someone is at seventh grade, but that's like way back. And so all of these unknowns, like these big unknowns, oh yeah, they've had a field day with my anxious brain. But I see this as a wide open opportunity for me to jump into. Like, this isn't going anywhere. AI is not, you know, coming. It's not a fad. It is here, and it is only going to get more important to understand it. And that's where I want to serve you. And so I see this as a wide open opportunity for me to jump into helping you in a new way, a way that I don't see being done anywhere. And that excites me. And so as I wrap up this episode, this final episode of me being the host of The Art of Online Business, you are in such good hands with Kwejo. I want to thank you for always listening to this podcast and for continuing to listen. As, like I said, as the type of helpful content that you are used to here on the show is not changing. It is still coming your way each and every week. And I'm so thankful for you for being part of this phase of my business. And I'm super excited to serve you in a different way for this next phase of my business. And I hope that you'll subscribe and follow on the platforms that I mentioned so that I can continue serving you with these new challenges and opportunities. I love you guys. Love you, my friends. And I will talk soon.